Blog Talk Radio.
I like it.
Oh my goodness. But anyway, here we go. My apologies. We're trying to link this up and make this absolutely amazing for all them single fathers out there.
This is our first time.
But I'd like to welcome you to another episode of All Out with the Madre Soltera, Becky. Yes, I'm hosting tonight because Becky is a little under the weather. But, hey, that's all right. That's what happens, right? So, obviously, I am Chad, and I am that dad on a mission. And I am out there seeking other fathers and dads who are on the same mission that we are, just to kind of make it a little more easy for day-to-day life. That's all we're really looking for. Today's a real good one. Today hits me pretty close to home. The two gentlemen that I do have live, I'd say, within the hour of where I live, and that's right here in Harrisburg, PA. I'm here with John, and I'm here with Eric as well. Both two really good guys. They have some crazy, crazy stories about, you know, just them and fighting as a single father, and just what goes on in that single father life. We're actually live right now on Facebook. So if you had a chance, jump online on Facebook. It's at Chad Ginter at Facebook. I'm not sure if it's working, but we are recording. So if anything, it'll be up in the days to follow. But without further ado, let's get into these single fathers and hear both of these guys' stories. I'd like to start out with John. John has been through it. John is fighting tooth and nail, and he has a little bit of experience in exactly what us, you know, single fathers are out there doing and could absolutely benefit and help, you know, just on the small thing. But John's here, and we're about to get his crazy story. John, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Oh my goodness, it's truly a blessing, man. I'm so glad to be. We actually had to come down to John's house. Due to him being on an ankle monitor, and fellas, this is just something that happens on a day-to-day basis to single fathers. I mean, they get caught up in whatever it may be necessary, but I'm going to let John take over the show. And you just fellas, just listen to what he has to say, and not only listen, but hear him and understand his passion in what he's saying. His passion is very, very, very strong with his kids. John, how many kids do you have?
I only have one son.
One son, okay.
I have one kid.
And so you've been battling this or you know, doing this journey for about how long?
I have been doing this journey since 2009.
Okay.
And, you know, we've all gone through a whole bunch of stuff. We've all been very angry at our exes and all that stuff, but that's not why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we're here is to discuss the biased system that we call our court system that's supposed to be fair. It's not fair. I've been through it. And the domestic relations system. I to get into why and where I'm at now, I guess I do have to tell you a little bit about the backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to say it, but you know, my wife and I, we separated. I was a good father, and when we separated, we had set up our own, regulations for our visitations or what, however you want to call it. And in the beginning, we had 50-50. And that was before we went to court and before we went to domestics, which leads me to say I'm still at a loss for why I don't get to have my son as much as my ex. I don't find it fair, and it's because of the court. They, for some reason, you know, think that I'm a bad man. And all I ever really wanted to be was in my son's life.
And that's a good point that he brings up, is the fact of it's there's so much hearsay that goes around as your single father. I mean, obviously you're going to be labeled the deadbeat. You're going to be labeled the no good SOB, whatever. However you want to say it, you're definitely going to be labeled at some point or another. But as I've been taking this journey through and understanding and grasping everything, and just realizing that everything is noticed. Everything you do, everything you say, you are on a microscope. Would you say, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just so that
you
we
can see your kids,
just so that we can see our kids as single fathers. I mean, that you know, I mean, that right there alone is something that even throw out the question.
Well,
So, John, tell us get into the fact of the ankle monitor and why we came down here. Because listen, I'm actually down here with the two guys that we're doing the show with today, and it's horrible. It's a horrible situation, and we spoke about it. And
okay.
John, all take
right.
it. Yeah.
In the state of Pennsylvania, which is where we all live, when you're on to go through domestic relations, whatever you owe goes on your credit report, which obviously if you get behind, which could be your fault or could be no fault of your own. You know, sometimes guys fall on hard times, you get laid off, you get behind, and all of a sudden your credit's screwed. So now what? You get behind on and you lose your license, you get bad credit. How are you supposed to get ahead? It's just totally biased. It's why are you going to take my license away for being behind on something when you know you have to get to work to pay child support, yet you take their license away and make it even more difficult. So then you have to get an Uber, which costs, who knows, you know, I had to do Uber for about 2 years. Each trip back and forth to my woman's house cost me $50. Okay, that's more than a cab. And unfortunately, you know, I guess I should start in the beginning. He wants me to tell you about this ankle monitor. I'll tell you about the ankle monitor. The reason I'm on this ankle monitor is because I took a chance. The day I had to go to domestic relations, I got a paper in the mail. It says, if you do not show up to this hearing, you will be pretty much put in jail. There will be a warrant out for your arrest, and you will be put in jail. So that day, my ride canceled on me. I didn't have money to get a cab, and I have a car sitting in my driveway with a full tank of gas. So I took that chance because it was either jail or get there. So I went there. On the way home, my car broke down on the side of the highway. Cop pulls up behind me, asks me for my license and stuff. No, I don't have a license right at the moment. Well, I didn't at that time. I have a license. I still have my license. However, because at that moment I didn't, they arrested me. They threw me in jail. And that's why I have this ankle monitor on.
And that's absolutely a
because I had no choice. I didn't have a choice. Go to jail or get there.
Right.
I got there.
Yeah.
And because I got there and my car broke down, here's my ankle monitor. So these are the things that we have to go through. And I did that. I'm not going to say that it was anybody else's fault. But did I want to go to jail for not showing up at this appointment? No. But I ended up going to jail anyway. Obviously, because I've already told you why. But going to this place, now I'm in a whole bunch of stuff. I can't leave my house. I have to call somebody, you know what I mean, to go anywhere. And it affects my relationship with my son because I can't get him on certain times, or I have to call somebody to get him, you know, and make things okay.
So what led to you know, the arrest.
Led to the arrest was my car broke down on the side of the highway.
And that's what happened with you.
And pretty much the police pulled up behind me to make sure that everything was okay. And then they weren't really making sure everything was okay. They wanted to know if I had a license. It wasn't, hey, you need help getting over here. It was, do you have a license? We need to see your registration, blah, blah, blah.
And now, due to that, obviously, I mean, obviously more complications just come into your story alone. I mean, was a loss of job? I mean, was there anything where transpired where maybe you couldn't go and get custody or to see your son? And I know we were speaking this weekend. You had said that you had to go and see your son or pick him up with an Uber after you're already paying, you know, all kinds of money to even be in the game.
In my kid's life.
Right. I mean, that's considered. I mean, pretty much, listen, if people out there want to look down upon us and say that what we're doing and fighting for our child is the wrong thing to do, then so be it. Then you absolutely hate me tooth and nail. But I will tell you one thing. Leading these dads on a mission or me, this dad on a mission, we're leading with a force. We're leading with a voice. We're leading with finally somebody who is listening, somebody is willing to step up and say, listen, man, this isn't right.
Everything I have to do, I have to fight tooth and nail. There's nothing that I ever get that's easy. My ex fights me on everything. I'll give you a small example. You know, domestic relations, and the court says it's what's in the best interest of my son. And as far as I'm concerned, what's in the best interest of my son is to be part of his life, which I strive to do every day. My ex, and I know we're not supposed to talk about him, but there is a point there that when it's my visitation time and it's my time for my son, there all seems to be something that comes up on my time. And I, you know, have expressed, why can't we do it on a different time? Like, if you have something to do that day, can I make my time on a different day so that I actually get my time that I'm allowed by the court with my son? Nope. I mean, I could show you the text messages. I'm still pretty upset because this happened tonight. You know, Friday, here's the example. Friday, I'm supposed to get my son this weekend. And my son plays soccer. He's played soccer for the past 5-6 years now. And he's really good at it. And I go to every game that I can. And before it was on weekends, okay, on Saturday mornings. So when I got him, I get him, I take him to his game Saturday morning. I'd watch him. We'd have a great time. Dad, did you see that? Yeah, I saw that, but I'm here. Okay. Now, that wasn't good enough. That was, you know, and I understand that's part of being a dad. You have to do that stuff. But now we're in another soccer thing, okay, that takes my whole Friday night away. And I asked her tonight, I was like, look, what you don't understand is I get 8 days a month compared to your 22. And my problem with that is there's 22 other days that you can do stuff on minus my time. But it's always on my time. And I find that pretty ridiculous that the court allows that. But if I went in and said, I don't think it's fair that that happens, you know what the court would tell me? It's what's in the best interest of your son. When it's not the best interest of my son. The best interest of my son is to be in his life, to guide him, to show him what a man is supposed to be, how a man is supposed to behave, how a man is supposed to treat a woman, how he is supposed to do and live and compete in this world we have nowadays, mm-hmm. and how crazy this world is. Without that, what do we have? We have what we have, all these kids that just do what they want. They don't listen to anybody. They have no discipline. They have no respect for anybody. I don't want my son to be like that. Therefore, I have strived to be in my son's life because I want him to be a better man than I am. I'm not a perfect man. I never was, never will be. But I strive to be the best man that I possibly can be. And it hurts me deeply, deeply that my time with my son is always compromised because there's always something else to be done on my time. You know, and I implored her, well, okay, if it's on Friday, how about I get him on Thursday? Oh, nope, we have something to do on Thursday. Okay, well, how about Wednesday? Nope, we got something to do on Wednesday. It's always there's something to do, and I'm not important. And if I showed you this text message, oh, my God, I just wish I could, but that's not what we're here about. Mm-hmm.
And listen, that's the biggest thing that I want to relay to everybody that's listening to this show is it's not about the vindictiveness of our ex or our spouse or anything like that.
But a lot of this happens because they are vindictive and they can't get over the fact that whatever happened, happened. We're all human beings. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're not meant to be together. Sometimes we are. But that doesn't mean that you should use my kid as a pawn for your little game that you want to play with me my whole life because you want to control what I do. No.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
My responsibility ended when you divorced me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not responsible for any of that. What I'm responsible for is my son. He is my responsibility, and I have never tried to push that off on anybody else. I created him. He is my responsibility, and that's how any father that really wants to be in their son's or daughter's life should be, okay? They come first, and my son does come first. But I'm not allowed to do that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and
I'm not allowed to be that way because she doesn't allow me to be that way, and neither does the court system, and neither does domestic relations. When they, I pay $660 a month for one child.
For one child.
And they wanted me to pay $800 a month, which was every penny over what I made more than she did.
So
what my question to this court system and this domestic relations is, okay, so I'm supposed to have him 50-50. You take all my money away. I have bills. I have to take care of myself. I have to feed myself. And when I have my son, I have to buy him clothes over top of what I give her already. And in my custody order, she is responsible for that. But I do that stuff anyway because I want him to have nice stuff at my house too. I've gone months when I lived by myself before I got with my new woman feeding him. Me not eating. Me not being able to do stuff because I'm more concerned about my son having food than me. I'm the one that works. I'm the one that does all this stuff. But I'm more concerned about him eating. I'm more concerned about how he's doing. And if you don't think that bothers fathers, that I can't do anything with my son because all my extra money goes to her, where's her responsibility in taking care of my son? If it's 50-50, whether I was here or not, she would have to take care of him with or without that money. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. Because you know why I understand what you're saying is because there's so many other single fathers, and that's why you are joining this dad on a mission team, because if you understood or heard what he said, is he don't want to eat. He'd rather feed his son before he eats. Come on, that is a stand up guy. I mean that's a dad. That's a dad on a mission. That's what we're all about. It doesn't matter what you do. When you do it, you're always thinking about it in your mind. You're always under the microscope, like I said before, and you always just want to stay connected with everybody possible. So now by joining forces with this dad on a mission, listen, we're uniting, fellas. Now this is three guys right here in the Central PA area that are doing something about it. Let's all do something about it, and let's branch across all 50 states, and let's really make something happen with this.
I also belong to the Father's Rights Movement, which is that's through all 50 states. And with this dad on a mission, I informed these guys about the Father's Rights Movement,
mm-hmm.
which is all about fathers' rights. And I mean, you actually have to look that up. It's actually called the Fathers' Right Movement, and there's a big, giant blog about it. There's all kinds of stuff about it. And I would like a lot of you fathers, them single fathers out there, if you know, it's a support group for single fathers is really what it is, because there's thousands upon thousands, if not millions, around this country. They're going through the same stuff that we are. And, yes, there are those deadbeat dads that don't deserve to be in their children's lives, but there are those fathers that do deserve to be in their children's lives. However, we're all treated the same, under the same standards in the courtroom, which is not fair. That's why we're here. Mm-hmm. We need change. We want change. We're not asking for it. We're demanding it, okay? And when I say we're demanding it, we're demanding it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Listen, I will settle for nothing less.
Listen, let me ask you this. What piqued your interest when you heard about this dad on a mission thing? I mean, did it spark anything in you to say, listen, man, like, I want to look into this farther, or did someone refer you? How did we link up?
Well, my best friend, Valerie.
Okay.
Turned me on to this.
Okay.
She said something about your blog to me about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I checked it out.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, we got together,
right,
and we
right,
talked.
Right. Yeah.
And here we are, same kind of situation, but a little different. You know, mm-hmm. each of us have a little bit different situation, but it's the same. We
right.
all want to be a part of our children's lives.
Yep.
However, the court system in domestics makes it 10 times harder to be in our children's lives because of the hoops and the microscope that we're under and all the things that we have to do. What made me such a bad father that when we got divorced, all of a sudden she just gets she gets the custody. It's not in my case. I have 50-50. I've been doing this for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just about.
Now, do you seem at any point within those 9 years, I mean, does it seem like it's lighting up at all? Does it seem
no.
like it's getting worse? Or is it, I mean, does it just stay consistent?
It stays consistent.
And I mean, as
nothing
as
changes. Even I have taken her back to the mediator through the court. And the last time here, I'll give you an example. The last time I was having car problems. So domestic relations solution to that was, since you're having car problems, we're going to make you drive him the whole way to her house. That's why I had to pay for
and
those.
Where is that destination from where you live to where you have to drop your son off? And give us the time frame too, because that time frame that you told me is absolutely ridiculous. And when you guys understand this time frame, you will 100%
okay.
understand
all right.
where we're coming
I'll give
from.
I'll give you the situation. I lived in York.
Mm-hmm.
My ex lived in Harrisburg or Cumberland County, Mechanicsburg area, which is 40 minutes from York. So I moved from York to Harrisburg to be closer so it would be easier. So she moved from Harrisburg to Middletown. Didn't ask, didn't say anything, and in my custody order, she is required to do so. And the court did nothing about that. They said it's okay. But if I did that, I would be in trouble because I didn't let the court know. So why is it okay? Why is that okay? It took me 40 minutes from Harrisburg to drop him off at her house and then back. That's an hour and a half at $50. It was actually like $53 and some odd cents. On top of child support, on top of all my other bills, on top of everything else that I couldn't afford. And I implored her. I said, this isn't fair. How am I going to be able to do this? You want to know what domestic relations told me? That's not our problem. You want to know what the court told me?
What they say?
That's not our problem.
That's not our problem.
That's
of
your
course
problem.
It is. Of course.
That's your problem.
And then, as every father knows, you know, going to and from these court appearances and having to take off work and then having to to make sure there's enough money on that check at the end of 2 weeks that you hope and pray that they don't send their a SWAT team or somebody to come after you to let you know, listen, you owe us money. But yet again, nothing is being said about what is being spent along the way. Nothing. They don't. None of that. Oh man, John. Listen, man, it was awesome speaking to you. Listen, I'm keeping you with me, obviously, because we're at your house. But the next guy is Eric. All right, Eric's just getting into this. He's just getting into this this whole custody thing. He's pretty much full tilt into it. He just has to, you know, kink a little couple things here and there. But listen, that's why John and I are here, because we've already been through it. So out there, you single fathers that, oh, man, I know I've been through it and I made it. No, that's who we want to hear from. I want to speak to you. I want to know what you did to make it out successful and how you made it through this whole journey. I don't like to call it a battle or a war. It really is. But keeping in mind, when you're under the microscope, it's a journey. It's a journey because you can't have those outbursts that you're raging and stuff like that. Because why, John? We're under a microscope 24 hours a day,
seven days a week. You have to watch what you do on social media.
Everything.
You have to watch who you talk to. You have to watch exactly every little move that you do. You can't have a normal life.
No.
You can't just, on Facebook, talk about this, talk about that. It's used against you in the court of law now. Just throwing that out there.
It's definitely something.
So don't do it.
Yeah, it's definitely something to keep in mind as you single fathers out there and want to express how much that you're just upset and as much as you're angry. But listen, that's why we're here. That's why we're here, so that we can speak about, like, when I'm done with these guys, I'm going to let them know, listen, how good did you really feel after you just got all that out? Let me tell you, when I first did the show with Becky, and listen, Becky is an angel sent from heaven, and nobody else is taking her. She's mine. But she's absolutely a really, really, really good people. And you know, along this journey, you just realize good people help good people out. At some point, you got to change the karma in your life to always produce good karma. So whatever you do day to day, like for me, I base it on, okay, today's almost done. Now, what can I do tomorrow to better myself than I did yesterday? Each and every day, you challenge yourself each and every day. And that's how you just build yourself as a better character, better person, and even yet as a better father. Eric, man, what's up, man? It's so good to finally get Eric in here. I mean, he's been kind of just sitting back chilling. Yeah, here we go.
How's it going, everybody?
Good. Man, Eric, how long have you been – well, first off, how old are you?
I am 28 years old.
28 years old. Okay, so he's the puppy. He's the puppy of the group. And we're cool with that because, like I said, we've already been through this. We've been through this, and we're going to walk our new puppy right on through this. So we're going to get him through fine. Eric, how many kids do you have?
I have one daughter. She is 2.5 years old, and a stepson that is 8 years old.
Nice, and which is on another subject as well, is with the whole stepson and stepchildren, and I'm sure we can definitely follow up with something like that later on. But, I mean, tell me, talk to me. I mean, we had a full conversation about what was going on with your situation as well. And just kind of let me know how you got brought into this whole dad on a mission thing.
Well, we're talking about, like, being underneath the microscope and everything. Right now, I am dealing with, as we speak, I got a PFA put up against me and child support and child custody all within the 1 week. I am battling right now as we speak about the court system. I have to report. We'll call down every day for a urine test because she said I was an alcoholic drug addict. I also have to complete a program, which is a 6-month program, to get my custodial rights back because right now I only see my daughter every other Tuesday for 2 hours as we speak. I want the best for my daughter. Don't get me wrong. I just want that 50-50 rights. Right now we have legal custody as we speak, but how it's going, it doesn't feel the situation, how the legal custody, I'm not seeing my daughter as much as I want, and I want my daughter to be in my life. I want my daughter to spend the night at my house, but how the courts and everything is going on as we speak is just making a longer process. I just want the best, you know, for my daughter just to, how do you want to say it, to know that I am there. I am her father. I am her blood. You know, be there for her. And it feels like the courts is pushing me away further down the line. She's also pushing me away, and I'm not going to sign my rights over. That's what it feels like. They just want me to sign my rights over towards my daughter. It's not going
to
happen.
Now, were you ever served with papers to say to sign your rights over?
No, I did not. But that's what it feels like they want me to do. And it's not. I don't want to do that. Everybody else said, "Why don't you sign your papers over? You know, on that situation over, and you won't have to deal with all this mess." No, no. She's my daughter. That's my blood. I want her to be in my life. I'm not dealing with none of that kind of stuff, you know, other people have been through, you know, signing the rights over. I don't want that. Not whatsoever. But it feels like that. So she wants, which is my ex, sorry to bring that in, and also the courts.
Yeah, and I mean, I noticed you had said about the situation. If anything, I would definitely say it's a responsibility. It's a responsibility at some point or another that we as grown adults took it into our responsibility, and with another grown adult took the responsibility and had a child. So therefore, everything falls on 50-50. I mean, that's how it should be looked at, and it blows my mind how it doesn't. If you need
no good, yeah. Speak up, John. Go ahead.
Here you go. There goes John.
Let me tell you something. Okay, it takes two to
Correct.
Make a baby.
Yep.
A woman cannot have a child by herself besides this in vitro fertilization, okay? But that still takes a man's sperm. So if it takes two to make a baby, why doesn't it take two to raise one?
Correct.
And why are you trying to keep us out of our kids' lives? It just makes for a worse society. If you don't see what's going on in this world, you're nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a whole generation that has no respect for anybody, has no and it straight stems down to fathers not being in their lives. There's no male figure, good male figure, okay, in their lives. We're trying to make that difference. We are that difference. And to be that difference, we have to do what we're doing now. And we have to not give up. There's many times where I have wanted to give up, but I won't let myself do that because I'm a better man than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a lot out of somebody. I'm going to tell you that right now. That takes a whole lot out of somebody when you have to fight tooth and nail for everything that you get in your child's life. It should not be that way. I should automatically, I created this kid, I should automatically get 50-50. There shouldn't be a question, you know what I mean, as far as everybody goes. We're all different. We all have different situations. We're not treated that way in court. We're all treated as the same piece of crap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I've seen it. I've been there. I've gone through court after court after court after court. I've been doing this for 9 years, like I said, and it doesn't change. It needs to. Congressmen, Republicans, Democrats, I don't care who you are. You are responsible for our country. You are responsible for the way things have gone.
And you out there are probably a single father that has already been through the system as a congressman, okay? That's all we're looking for is just to unite. So help each other out along this way. And does that not simplify a whole bunch of problems? I mean, I'd love to take this whole dad on a mission and just expand it and just say to – Let's help these single fathers get jobs. Let's help these single fathers get discounts at different stores. Let's help these fathers do day trips to with their kids to where Monkey Joe's is in our area, trampolines, everything.
You want to know how much help I've tried to get? You want to know how much help I have tried to get? You know how a female can go and get WIC and they can get food stamps and they can get help with this bill and that bill. Well, guess what? When you're a single father, you get nothing. You get no help. You want to know why? You make too much to have help. If you quit your job, we'll help you. Well, who does that really help? Nobody.
That is so true.
I'm dead serious.
That's true. That is so true. Eric, man, tell me.
Where's the help for the single fathers, the ones that actually need help? You know, when you're going without food, when you're going without electricity, maybe heat, because you have to pay for this other stuff, and you have to take care of this, and you have to take care of that. There is no help for a man.
And John, let me just tell you right now, we are here, we are here, and it's called Dad on a Mission, and we're doing it, and we're doing it together. And it says there's a caller, but
how do we pick the caller out?
So Eric, tell me a little bit about more, you know, just your maybe mistakes or downfalls that you kind of went through or maybe have stumbled and fell over certain situations.
Well, drinking the alcohol and the drug use, don't get me wrong, that was a negative on my part, you know. That definitely put a jam up, and I do agree I was in the wrong, you know, when it came to that situation. That was my downfall. Right now, I am getting help. I'm doing my programs, you know what I mean? I'm getting treatment. I'm doing the best I can because that's for my daughter, not just for my part, but for my daughter's sake. Also, you know, how you want to say this also, just to get my custodial rights, you know, I have to do that also, but I have to prove to the courts, you know, I have to be a fit father, you know, which I am going to prove, you know. That's my daughter. She's my blood, like I said before, you know. I'm going to do what's best for my daughter. It's just that it's a long progress that, you know, it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a challenge. It's a challenge, Chad, you know. It's what I have to do on behalf of my daughter, man.
So what drew you to the Dad on a Mission, man? I'm excited. I want to hear this. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm down here in my hometown interviewing two single fathers that are fighting, two dads on a mission. Like, tell me, man, how? Oh.
Well, you put a blog on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dad on a Mission. Couple friends and family know about my whole situation.
Okay.
Also, a girl that knows the whole story about everything. She actually shot me your blog, and that's how I met up with you, Chad. You know, we sat down, we talked, and we came here to talk to John, you know.
Very cool.
We're all fighting this. We're fighting this whole situation together. But we're not going to be singled out, you know. We're going to stick together as a brotherhood, and we have to, you know. If not, our voices are not going to be heard.
Right.
Presenting callers,
yeah.
You can call 657-383-1577. We would love to talk to you.
Yeah. Listen.
We would love to hear anything positive. We're not here to bash the women.
No.
We're here to change
the
court system. We're here to change domestics.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to get rights, more rights for fathers.
We are here to fight for single fathers. Yeah, basically, what it comes down to and what my Dad on a Mission is all about.
It's a different century. It's a different century, and it's a different time. Us fathers, we want to be in our kids' lives.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just
a
sperm donor or a fucking paycheck or any of that other shit.
Mm.
And I'm sorry for my swearing.
And listen, that's okay.
That's how adamant I am about this.
And that's okay because, listen, I'm going to develop something real nice for that whole potty mouth thing you got there, John. I'm going to take care of that for you. And listen, it's going to be absolutely awesome. Eric, I mean, where do you stand next? I mean, what's going on? I mean, are we going to do you see your daughter? What's coming up court-wise for you?
Court, you know, I mean, the situation right now, I have to, 3 months from now, I have to prove to the courts that I have clean urines, then I'll get my more custodial rights. Other than that, Chad, as you said in the question, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just got to prove to the courts that I'm a fit father, you know, and like I said, I want to be in my daughter's life. That's what I have to prove to the courts. This is one of the things, which, like I said, except for me, no. Like I said, man, that's what I got to do. I want
to
be there.
And you just have to do what you have to do. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there was some obstacles that you overcame. Mm-hmm. So now we put those obstacles behind us and move forward. As I tell everybody, I will never allow my past to dictate my future. I will always look forward and move forward in a very positive and very, very cheerful and smileful. Yeah, I just designed my own word. And just move forward and just be happy with everything that's going on, knowing that there is a purpose. There is 100% the purpose for all of this. I mean, what, I know we've been talking about, you know, like I said, Eric is he's our puppy, man. He's just getting into this whole journey. And I mean, like I said, I mean, that's awesome. I mean, look what we had today. We had just one of the younger guys come in, and then we had John, one of the older guys that has been through it, that has been battling for 9 years. Let's try to knock that down to maybe a phone call. You two argue it out, and yay, we're good. If we could do that, oh, my goodness, how much money does everybody save? Like, John, I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, how much money do you think you spent over the 9 years?
On,
let's start with attorneys. 9 years attorney fees go.
Too much.
Perfect. 9 years attorney.
I can't give you a number, my man.
Yeah, I know.
It's taking every free cent that I got.
And then 9 years over custody and what was spent into that. Exactly. Mm. Too much. Too much to even count. Too much. Too much money that could have been going to something better. And yes, I absolutely want to get the statistics.
Could have been going to my kid's college education. It could have been putting him through a private school.
I mean,
it could have been going to, you know, anything other than the court system.
And listen, fellas, the absolute thing that absolutely blows my mind is just. This is an everyday thing for so many single fathers out there that are doing the same exact thing that we are doing. We battle each and every day. Why not just join up together and do this together as one voice and do it very loud across
You remember the Million Man March? If we got all the fathers in this country together that actually wanted to be in their kids' lives, I bet you there'd be more than a million.
Mm.
I bet you there'd be more than 2 million. I bet you there'd be about 10 million people, and you get 10 million dudes together in Washington, D.C., somebody's going to say something.
Someone's going to hear it.
I say that this is what our goal is to make this march happen and make something happen. We're going to make this happen.
Yeah.
We're not going to just fucking talk about it. We're going to make it happen.
And listen, I just got you for the third thing so far with your potty mouth, John.
Sorry.
So now you're going to owe us.
Sorry, it's a potty.
It's okay. You're going to owe us some money, so like $3 or $15, $5 per swear word, whatever we come up with. But you're potty mouth.
$60 on me, so what's that mean?
That
I got
sounds
like 10
a,
more swear words.
Yeah, that sounds like one Uber trip to drop your son off, and that's it. You're not getting back home. So, have you guys reached out to local senators or the press or anything like that? You know, regarding you know what you guys been going through.
I have. I talked to ABC 27. I pulled one lady off the side. I guess there is one person in Harrisburg that is investigating on this topic, and also not just domestics, you know, father's rights, but also on children and youth also. There is one person named Eugene. I don't know the last name, mm-hmm. but she told me about that. I have not written to that person yet or called, which I would love to, you know, but I told the lady my situation, you know, and they were shaking their head. John, I don't know if you talked to anybody yourself.
Unfortunately, the only people that I have talked to are domestics and the actual, you know, court system in Harrisburg. I did, however, talk to, I can't remember the lady's name. Her name is Kim. Kim, she is the representative for Steelton.
Oh, I do know her.
I can't remember her last name.
Patty Kim?
Patty Kim.
Yes.
That's it, yes.
Yep.
Other than that, I haven't really talked to anybody. I've been doing this father's rights movement thing, which is more internet-based, which is all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
I've signed petitions. I've signed there was a march in Philadelphia about a year or two ago. I signed that petition. I unfortunately, because of a ride situation, couldn't make it down there, you know. But I believe that we should maybe, and if it's possible, we should go up to Harrisburg and see if we can gather a bunch of gentlemen and do a stand-in on the steps up there.
And start knocking on some doors. I agree. I like that. And do it very peaceful. Why? Because we're under the microscope. We can't do anything out of control. Why? Because we're under the microscope. Each and every day is the same thing. You have to carry yourself with a little bit of pride, a little bit of dignity of what you do have left. And if it hasn't been all knocked out of you, you find somebody that has some dignity, and you choose to follow their path as well. We're right here. It's Dad on a mission. I'm telling you, I've learned to channel all of my negatives into positives so that the outcome will be positive. John, where can people reach out to you? Just to, you know, just say, for instance, they need to get a hold of John. They want to find out John's story. I mean, should they look up the Facebook or how? What's the best way? I mean, do you have any Instagram or anything like that?
I'm not very
computer.
I don't like Instagram. I don't like Twitter. I do Facebook. That's pretty much the only thing I do. If you want to look me up on Facebook, you're more than welcome to.
Go ahead and throw that name in there.
You want to? It's John Mace. It's
okay.
Pretty simple.
John Mace. John Mace.
You wanna send me an email?
Mm-hmm.
That would be Speed Macer. That's Speed, as in fast.
Mm-hmm.
Macer, my last name with an R on it, 77@gmail.com.
And
I'll get back to you.
I love it. Eric, what are you thinking? Where can people get a hold of you?
Just on Facebook for right now.
Just on Facebook?
And that would be Eric, E-R-I-K, 40, F-O-R-R-Y.
Nice. Fellas, what'd you think? Feels awesome. You see what I'm saying? It feels so awesome to finally get your story out there, to let other single fathers understand and that can hear and that can pick any or grasp any sign of being helped in any way. Fellas, we're out here. You know what I'm saying? There's John. There's Eric. There's two guys that just live within, I'd say, 30 minutes of each other. I mean, there's so many single fathers out there across the country who are battling every single day. Just like I saw one of the quotes. It's you don't know what the other person is going through. You don't know his story or his journey. But I definitely want to thank you guys for definitely coming on. It's awesome. I mean, we're down at John's house. Just here kicking it. You know what I mean? Just kicking it as three single fathers trying to help other fathers out across the country. Fellas, thank you.
The advice that I'd give to another father,
yeah,
mind your P's and Q's. Keep everything in line. Do everything you can for your kids, no matter what anyone else says, no matter what your ex says, no matter what the court system says. You always strive to be in your son's or daughter's life. You do what you need to do. That's what you do. You keep going. You do not give up. You go, go, go. That's what you do.
I like that. Eric, what give me one piece of advice that you think that could help you. And like I said, you're just getting started with this. So what can you take out of this that you know when you leave here, not only that you have two other dudes that are going through the same very problem, but what else did you get from it?
Never give up.
Absolutely.
Never give up. Keep on fighting for your children and child, you know.
That reminds me of
never give up.
Absolutely, yeah.
I guess that was, he was the one that said it the best. Never, never, never give in. Never.
I love it. Look, John's a character. Listen, fellas, thank you guys so much for showing up and being on the show. Listen, I don't know. I don't think it went live on Facebook, but we recorded the whole thing, so we'll definitely upload that to my Facebook page, and you know, obviously I'll tag these two other dads on a mission, and then we'll go from here. And then, fellas, I would just like to thank all out sponsors, listeners, and of course our network family. Make sure you stay connected to Sage Network by liking, following, and dropping that heart button on all social media at Sage Mentoring. Fellas, just believe in yourself and that all that you are. Believe that there is something inside of you that is far greater than any obstacle. Fellas, just be patient. Patience is not the ability to wait, but the ability to keep a great attitude while waiting. Until next week, hug those babies. They grow so fast. Through God's eyes, the love will shine. Good night, everyone.
every now and then.